there's a fight going on between the boomers and the millennials.
Again?
People are tweeting things boomers say and millennials say, and they just think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sick of the boomers coming after us. Go ahead. What do they have to say now?
When boomers say, I'm going to video this. I'm videoing this. And they're like, you're what?
Right.
You're videoing it? I don't know what that is.
Let me get my VCR out so I can watch your video.
Boomers love saying, just nuke it when something needs to be warmed up in the microwave.
Oh, that's true. That's so funny. Yeah, I've heard my mom say that, to be honest. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go ahead and nuke it. What? Boomers love to say, you look good, when they run into somebody they haven't seen in a long time. You look great. Even though they probably don't.
But everyone says that to each other. That's a New York thing.
I can't stand that. When you go, I love your haircut. You look great. No, it looks like shit. And they gained 500 pounds since you saw them last time. They don't look good. Boomers love saying they returned from Facebook jail. I just returned from Facebook jail. They put me in jail. And millennials are like, what? What are you talking about? Millennials love to say, I so did a thing when they went and like bought a desk.
I did
a thing.
Oh, I just did a thing. Or my favorite thing is I'll be like, oh my God, you should have seen me today adulting all over the place.
Boomers love saying phone tag.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, tag, you're it. Mm-hmm. Like if your grandma calls you and goes, hey, it's your grandma, tag, you're it. Yeah.
Millennials love saying an oldie but a goodie when they send you a YouTube link from 2008. Boomers love saying, all right, let's do this thing before checking out at the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's do this thing.
That's terrible.
Millennials love saying cuteness overload.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's actually one of my favorite. There's a cuteness overload Instagram page that I follow, and it is cuteness overload. It's a lot of puppies and kittens.
Speaking of puppies and kittens, millennials love saying doggo or pupper way too much.
Doggo, yeah. Doggo, doggo's doing things. That's a lot of my hashtags that I use. Pupper, bork.
Boomers love saying, that's the million-dollar question right there.
Millennial culture is not knowing what your own ringtone sounds like because your phone's been on silent and vibrate since 2009.
Boomers love saying, the COVID. It's the COVID. She got the COVID.
Oh, no, wait, here's my favorite boomer thing. I don't know if your parents or grandparents do this, but they'll be like, okay, I'll let you go. But one more thing. And then they talk for 20 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. Millennials love saying, I was today years old when I learned this.
Come on. You make fun of me. I say that all the time.
Boomers love saying pot instead of weed. We're going to smoke some pot.
Oh, okay.
Boomers love saying, let's see if this works when handing over a credit card.
Oh, geez. Again, that feels like a dad joke more than a boomer joke. But yeah, I'll go with that. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When they hand it, let's see if this one works.
You know what's part of boomer culture also? I hate whenever I go out with a boomer, like if we have a boss or somebody, and they always have to, like, the server will come over to a restaurant and be like, what's your name? And they have to get the server's name, and then they use it the whole night. Hey, Tom, I'm so glad you finally have plastic straws. Like, you know, fuck the environment. I hate that.
You don't need to know their name. Just give them the order.